MyFM is highlighting local teachers who have made a difference in their field. Excellent Educators Day is brought to you by Achilles Mazda here in Milton. I'm Cameron Wilkinson, and I am happy to be joined by grade 8 teacher at Our Lady of Fatima Elementary School, Vanessa Schved. Now, Vanessa, thank you for doing this. The first question I have for you is an easy one. Why did you get into teaching?
So I started teaching because I have a love of learning and would consider myself a lifelong learner. So because of my love of learning, I wanted to inspire that same feeling in others and students. So I think that one of the reasons I'm teaching and I try to create opportunities for my own students to love learning is that one of my mentors said 4 words to me that really resonated with me throughout the years, and people that know me well would attest to this, which are voice, choice, relevancy, and purpose. So when I am creating different authentic learning experiences for my students, I always keep those words in mind in order to inspire my students also to enjoy coming to school and wanting to learn.
You mentioned a mentor there, and I think that's pretty key for this next question because, you know, everyone always has that one special teacher in their life. And, you know, some people are lucky enough to have more than one, and some people are unlucky to not have anyone like that in their lives. I was wondering who that special person was for you in your life.
So arguably, I would say I had a lot of influential teachers in my past, but one that stands out to me is an English teacher I had in secondary, Mr. Hansen. He took the time to really get to know me as a learner and able to support me with feedback in improving my ability to communicate in English. And ultimately, it led to my decision to become an English major in post-secondary education.
More than a decade teaching, Vanessa, I was wondering if you've had any shining moments in your career so far.
So a shining moment, I think, actually just happened a couple of years ago. I received an email from one of my former grade 8 students who was just finishing up her fourth week of Teachers College and had to write a reflection about the people who influenced her. And she mentioned in the email that I was one of the main people that she talked about and had emailed me to say thank you. I would argue that this is like one of the most shining moments in my life because it's the evidence of the lasting impact and being witness to the influence that a trusting relationship can have with your students. It reminds me and makes all the time and hard work that we put into creating meaningful experiences for our students. And sometimes when we're doubting ourselves or what we're doing, it just puts it into perspective and reminds me of why I got into this profession in the first place.
Now, on the other end of the spectrum, Vanessa, I know you're teaching grade 8 students, so 13-year-olds, you're getting a lot of the attitude, we'll say, from the students. Obviously, it can be a bit of a challenging career, a bit of a challenging job. What have been the challenging moments of your career so far?
So I would say that the most challenging part for myself would be a work-life balance. I'm constantly reflecting on my lessons that I do with my students or reflecting on the day as a whole. And because I'm trying to create those opportunities to engage my students, especially during this time and, you know, and having to be teaching online as well during remote learning, I find that I'm changing my lessons or my plans to be responsive to their needs or to even what's buzzing around in the world of what's going on so that they are engaged in the learning.
And when it comes to moving forward in your career, Vanessa, you know, some teachers, they stay teaching for 40, 50, sometimes 60 years. And, you know, sometimes they move up to become principals or superintendents. And some teachers, you know, they make more lateral moves where they stay in the industry, but they're maybe in a different field or they're working for different companies, stuff like that. I was wondering where you see your career going moving forward.
I think that for me, I feel that my career path in leadership is something that I'm definitely considering and compelled to follow in the future. I see a lot of opportunities to make the same impact I've experienced as a teacher with educators within our board, and that's something I'm excited to pursue in the future.
And as we mentioned, Vanessa, you know, you're teaching 13-year-olds, grade 8 students, who are hopefully starting to figure out maybe what they want to do with their lives. And I'm sure they've done, you know, a lot of online little surveys and stuff like that to figure out what exactly they are interested in. And maybe for one or two or maybe even three of them, it's teaching. Teaching is what they want to do. Do you have any advice for your students who are thinking about going into teaching?
I think, as I mentioned, one of the biggest pieces of advice that I would have for young teachers is the importance of building relationships, that teaching isn't just about delivering a curriculum. We're trying to help our students to feel their worth and their significance in this world and helping them to understand the world around them and navigate through that. I want my students not only to acquire knowledge, but to participate in dialogue and to create opportunities to learn about themselves and what they're capable of. So I think really building relationships with your students is so vital. I also think another piece of advice is that teaching is a rewarding career, but it can be challenging at times, and not to be afraid to ask for help when you need it.
All right. Thank you so much for doing this, Vanessa.
Thank you.